guys, and welcome to the Laundry Chat podcast, a place where we help each other sort out life's laundry. My name is Molly Marco, and today we are going to talk all about Instagram. sorry, I need to cough. Oh my gosh. Oh, does my voice sound weird? I feel like my voice sounds weird. But then again, ever since doing this podcast, I feel like whenever I talk, I can like hear myself talk now, and I like kind of like know the way my voice is, and I like get really annoyed. But anyways, back to Instagram. We're going to talk about it because Instagram is where I live most of the time. Taking a sip of coffee. But I have been kind of like noticing things about life on Instagram. And I just wanted to share some things with you. I feel like it's been a while since I've just sat down and talked. Like, I don't know, like, it's only been a week, but it feels like it's been forever. So yeah, I really just want to just talk with you, get my thoughts out, because I've been thinking about this for a while, been struggling with this for a while, and it is likes. Everyone talks about it, we all talk about it, but I really want to come and talk about it from a perspective of, like, really actually firsthand dealing with it. Not that I hadn't before, but it's just been, I've been noticing it more and been having to personally, like, what's the word? I don't know. But we're just gonna jump right in. Okay. So I guess I'm gonna start from the beginning. When I first started on Instagram, I wanted to be like the Instagrammers I followed. I love their pictures. I love the way they did things. And I followed all these people. And so when I kind of got started in taking photos and stuff, I wanted to edit my photos just like them, shoot them the same way. I wanted to make sure my feed was perfect. And so that's what I did for a long time. And, you know, I was finding other people, making friends on Instagram, and it was great. And I just kind of like claimed the style as my own, even though I had to sacrifice, you know, bright colors. I had to sacrifice certain things that I wore or certain things that my friends wore, or I wouldn't post certain pictures of moments that I loved because it didn't go with my feed and because it was too bright or it just didn't fit this idea that I thought was the perfect Instagram. I even remember clouds. I remember the preset I used, it always took away the clouds. It always took away the blue skies and it kind of made, which I love this look sometimes. I still like it, but where the sky is like more white or more just like one straight color. And sometimes I still do that, or sometimes the clouds are just cloudy, but I just remember never having blue sky and clouds. And I love that, you know? So anyways, I did that for a long time. And it wasn't until recently that I started kind of like changing my style and being like, wait a second, like I just got tired of doing the same thing all the time and looking like everyone else. Like it was freaking me out because everyone I followed looked like me or you know what I mean? Like my work looked like theirs and their work looked like mine. And I was just like, I just felt like I was stuck in like, I was thinking to explain it like an ice cube tray. I felt like I was just stuck in this frozen little box and I was like, well, we all are the same and this is the way it's going to be. You know what I mean? And I guess Instagram is kind of like that, like the squares, like it's all like, we're all in a little tray of ice cubes. But anyways, I was just sick of it. And so I remember I actually was talking to someone just today about this because she asked me like what made me change my style or change kind of like the way I edited pictures and the way I did things. And it really was Texas. Texas was so incredible. And when we visited there for that, week that we went, it was just, I loved it. And I took so many pictures, of course, and I edited them in the way that I used to edit, very desaturated, just, you know, same old that I always did. And I was just realizing that the colors weren't as bright as I remember them being, and it didn't feel accurate to the way that I felt during the trip. And I was just like, well, I have so many pictures, why don't I mess around with some stuff? And so I was messing around, and I liked to have the colors more true to color. I wanted them to kind of have like a timeless feel to them. So almost like a Polaroid kind of look. Like I like things to look a little bit more, like that. So I was just trying around and I found like my preset. I found what I liked, and I was like editing pictures, re-editing a whole bunch of things and being like, well, if I'm going to re-edit Texas, let me re-edit all of these like pictures of my life. And it just felt more like me, more like who I am. And it was great, but it was super scary to start posting the new pictures because it didn't go with my feed, which is like scary and terrifying for someone like me who's like, you know, a recovering perfectionist and like wants everything to be like, you know, look beautiful. Yeah, maybe that's my problem. It's not so much I'm a perfectionist. Oh my gosh, I'm just realizing this. It's not so much that I'm, or that I've ever really been a perfectionist. It's just that I want things to look beautiful. I want things to be beautiful. And aesthetically, visually beautiful. And so, yeah, that's what kind of freaked me out. But as you guys know, I started just like being like, whatever, like, let's just like do it and do it in a way where it kind of like blends together sort of. So I started posting my new photos, and I was just super excited about it, but kind of got into this like photo dilemma where, you know, at least for my photography business, like people still expected the pictures I had been doing before. As I was like transitioning, I wanted to edit them in the way that I felt like I should, yet like people hired me because like, oh, whatever, that's kind of like regardless. But I was kind of in this like weird spot where I was like, I feel like it's not the same anymore. Like, I feel like I'm more myself and then leaving behind this like part of me that like I don't want anymore, but like people still want it, and I don't know. So anyways, it's been like a couple months that I've been doing my own thing with photos, just, you know, kind of experimenting with stuff. But I've noticed that in the past, like, at least for sure month, the amount of likes I've got on my pictures have decreased. It's about, like, almost, like, half. And I never really keep track, like, normally. Like, I turn my notifications off, but I still obviously see people who like my, like, I see that people, you know, people like my photos. And I just, like, it was so weird. Like, I was like, whoa, all of a sudden, I didn't know if it was like, I was like, this has to be the algorithm. Like, even though I've never gotten really affected by the algorithm before, I don't think, I don't know. Like, I didn't really know it was a thing that was like affecting people, but I was like, maybe now it's affecting me. Or maybe, you know, it's my pictures. Maybe people aren't liking my pictures. Maybe I'm like changing. Like, maybe people don't like what I'm posting. Maybe people are annoyed with me. All of these thoughts that kept coming in my mind as like, I would like post another photo and see how it did, and post another photo, and I'm like, what the heck? Like, I just, I don't know. And my followers were like fluctuating, like, and this, again, this sounds so superficial and so like, I hate talking about it, but I want to talk about it because I need to talk about it. and I was just like, it would just go up and down in followers. I'm like, what is going on? Like, it just would like mess with my mind. Like, so duh. And I just, it was just a roller coaster of like, okay, like this is different. Like I'm not getting very many likes on my pictures anymore. Like, do people like me? Like, that's kind of what I was doubting. Was like, am I not likable anymore? Like, honestly, I was like wondering that, like, am I like, do people care about what I'm doing? And I don't know. So, this has been going on for a while that I've been thinking about this, noticing it, trying to fix it. I've literally been like, okay, well, maybe if I post it this time, or if I post a picture of this, or do this as a caption, or shorter caption, longer caption, like da da da, all that stuff. I've just been trying it all, and I've gone through this steady. I've gone through this learning. I've learned a lot through it, I'll say, but. So that's basically what I'm going to share, is what I've learned by getting less likes on my Instagram posts, which is, there it is. And I guess like the biggest thing I've learned is that likes, getting less likes definitely lowered my self-esteem, which isn't good. That's not a good sign. It shouldn't, you know what I mean? But it did. It made me feel less confident. It made me feel less motivated to put myself out there, because, or at least at first, because I was like, well, no one cares. Like, I'm not getting any, like, affirmation about this. So it definitely lowered my self-esteem just in, like, real life, you know? Like, I would be like, well, I just didn't feel as confident in my abilities and who I was out in the real world, talking to people, doing things, like, just because of, you know, people not liking my photos. And so that was the biggest thing, biggest, like, wake-up call, I guess you could say, was, like, okay, like, we all, like, preach about, like, that it doesn't matter how many likes you get, like, whatever, but once it actually happened to me, or once I saw such a dramatic difference, I was like, whoa, like, actually, I put a lot of my value and worth into how many likes I get, and a lot of my confidence, mainly confidence, and yeah, self-esteem, into how many likes I'm getting. So yeah, but I'm going to go over three questions that kind of, came about as I was getting less likes. And hopefully these will, you know, resonate with you, whether or not it's Instagram. It really doesn't have to be Instagram. And I hope this isn't, cause I know not everyone is into Instagram. Not everyone. Yeah. So I think these questions can apply to anything that you're doing that you love, really, or anything that you're pursuing. Yes, I 100% think that these questions apply. So whatever it is that you have in mind, Instagram or not, I hope that these can help you. So, cause they meet. So anyways, okay, I'm going to stop setting. Okay. So question one that happened as I got less likes was, it made me question, do I love the likes more than I love what I'm doing? So was I just liking photography because people were liking my photography? Did I like, was I doing it because I loved getting likes on it? Or was I doing all of these things because I loved doing them? So yeah, it made me question that. Less likes allowed me to more clearly see what I was doing. And I didn't really, like, know before, because I was just like, oh, post a picture because people like it, da-da-da-da-da, you know, whatever I was thinking. And once I got less likes, I was like, oh, what am I actually doing? It gave room for more space to see, like, what I wanted to do and what I was doing. It made me reevaluate what I actually like to do, what I love to do. And I'm finding out that I really love, you know, posting captions again in writing, with my pictures. I love fun pictures of people, and I love writing about people. I love just, like, documenting my life through Instagram, and I feel like I forgot to do that. It was kind of more like, hey, check out this video I did. Hey, like, I have a new podcast. Like, hey, like, you should check out this, or, like, read this verse, or hey, like, Bible study. And so I felt like I didn't notice it so much before, but it got very, it wasn't about my life anymore. And which, like, I don't know. Does that sound, like, weird? Does that sound like narcissistic? I don't know, but it wasn't, I liked Instagram to be about my life, and it really wasn't, it was about my life, but it was more about what I was doing with my life. And I feel like maybe people didn't like that. I don't know. Another sip of coffee, sorry. So yeah, it made me, it oddly enough, less likes made me post more, because there was, like, less pressure, because I felt like less people were paying attention. So I could just post more, like, weird photos and weird edits I was trying. And that's what I love to do. I really love editing pictures. I love making them look different. I love making them look a certain way and feel a certain way. And I've been really experimenting with a lot of that stuff. So after I got over the fact of, like, my low self-esteem, I was able to really post, like, pictures and just do stuff and do what I loved. So yes, less likes, helped me find out what I really love doing. And the second, okay, so let's go to the second question. The second question that less likes made me realize or made me ask was, do I love the likes more than I love myself? And this one hit me hard, because it's been, I think with anyone, all of you, it's hard to learn to love yourself. And I think likes are a really great replacement for that. When you get more likes, you feel more loved and you feel like you love yourself more because other people are liking you. At least that's how it was for me. And I really had to ask myself, like, do I love myself no matter how many likes I get? I love that song by the Chainsmokers. I think it's called Sick Boy. And it's like, goes like, how many likes is my life worth? I always think of that. And I've been thinking about that, especially during this time. Like, how many likes is my life worth? And the answer is, like, infinite in a way, right? I mean, like, or none, or wait, how, like, I don't know. But, like, there's no amount of likes that can tell you how much your life is worth. Like, your life is priceless. Your life is likeless, if that makes sense. Oh my gosh, I need to get a better system to this. Sorry. Intermission time. I'm gonna just take a breather. Okay, we're back. But yeah, so I'm finding that the likes was where I found the love for myself. And once it was gone, I realized, like, I need to learn to love myself again, like I said, no matter how many likes I get. And I kind of, you know, made them an idol in a way. It was like, oh, like, okay, I'm solid because this is how many likes I'm getting. And I always wanted to strive to get more or to stay consistent or that kind of thing. And I, not that, that's always when I was posting on Instagram, that's what I was like striving for. I don't want you to think that. Like, I definitely, like, this isn't 100%, like I do come from also a place of like, it did come from a place of like, this is what I love doing. I love sharing. I love, you know, engaging with like people and sharing Jesus and stuff. Like, that was also a part of it, but there was a big part of it too that was behind it, where it was like, oh, but like, hopefully this gets a lot of likes though. You know what I mean? And if it doesn't, then like, there's something wrong with you. There's something, people don't like you. So I've been working on that. Again, not completely solved, not completely in love with myself yet, but less likes really has made me love myself in different ways. Or not in different ways, just stronger. Because it's not being based off of likes anymore. So we're getting rid of that, adding more room for Jesus to step in and teach me how. Okay, so the third question that I've asked now that I've been getting less likes on Instagram is, do I love the likes more than I love God? And I think life just keeps kind of bringing us back to this, is like, how much do you love God, really? You know, like, how much do you love him? Like, what would you be willing, like, what do you love more than him? Is it yourself? You know what I mean? Is it the likes on Instagram? Is it your boyfriend or girlfriend? Is it your, like, I don't know, success? Is it money? Is it, I don't know. But for me, it was likes were taking the place of my love for God. Or at least it brought it into light of how much God, I wasn't getting that love from God, which is scary, you know, because like, especially as a person who is a Christian and talks about Jesus and talks about God and proclaims, you know, his word, like, to be, it seems so hypocritical to be sharing that while at the same time not getting my own, like, not getting my own supply of love from him. Yes. And I think God has, he always interrupts life in the right way. And so I don't know if it's the algorithm or if it's God that's been, like, the reason I've been getting less likes, or if it's just because, like, people literally are annoyed with me. I don't know. But I think if God is in charge of this, I think it was a really smart thing for him to do for me. because I just don't want that. It really, likes are really a link to this world. It's a link to being, it's like a link in the chain, you know? And Jesus takes away our chains. He's a chain breaker, like that song, if you know that song. I think likes just have a really strong hold on us, and it feels really good to have less of a stronghold than that. And being able to then look to God now. So I think that's really all I have to say about that. I really hope that you guys have learned from this a little bit. I hope that this, you know, that you can now just again, whether it's Instagram, whether it's whatever you're doing, go have that freedom to do what God made you to do without worrying about where you're getting your likes from. And instead worry about where your true love is coming from. And that's straight from God. And let that fuel you and not the affirmation of other people, because I am, you know, words of affirmation girl, the five love languages, that's mine, like peace and love. I'm trying to do like science with my hands, but that's how I like, and you know, and I feel like all of us like appreciate words of affirmation. So don't let that from like the outside fuel you, because it definitely does for me. And not that that's bad, it's okay, but it just, it can get in the way. Yeah, I'm excited to see what you guys post. I'm excited to see, you know, you guys going out there and changing things up a bit and doing things for you and the way that you can do them. So I hate promoting things but I really, like, if you're listening to this and you feel like it, use the hashtag #TheLaundryChat. And if it's a picture that you're posting, it doesn't even have to deal with, like, you don't have to say anything about the podcast or anything, just, like, use the hashtag, because I would love to see, like, the new photo you're posting, the new blog post you posted, the new thing you're making. I would love to see it. And, if any of you guys are listening and you just want to search a hashtag, it's all my pictures right now, I think, but if you want to, use that hashtag, and I would love to find you, like it, comment on it, see what you're doing, because it's so inspiring to see other people too, just like do things regardless of likes, and leaving the likes behind and just doing things. So if you're going to do that, use hashtag #TheLaundryChat, and I would love to see what you're doing and give it a like, ironically. So I'm going to go. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. And I hope you just learn to love yourself and not the likes. And also love God. Actually, maybe we should change that. I hope you learn to love God, love yourself, and not the likes. All right, I'll see you next week on the Laundry Chat podcast. Bye, you guys.